it's the chicks here, Muck and Daisy, coming at you talking about AMAC.
AMAC. Oh, how I love thee. Let me count the ways. Do you remember when, like, I was about to turn 50? It was probably a few months ahead of me turning 50, and all of a sudden I get bombarded with crap from AARP.
Oh, I remember.
I was like, why you gotta remind me that I'm getting old? Why you gotta do that?
Totally remember, yeah. And now you've got AMAC, which is an alternative to that. It's the fabulous alternative, which aligns with our values.
It does. And so right now we are big into cancel culture. I don't know if you guys have noticed that, but like everybody is getting canceled.
Right.
And so I kind of think it's a nice way to fight back a little bit and cancel out AARP.
Yeah, I love
it too. Cancel AARP and get yourself some AMAC.
Mm-hmm. And you get yourself some really good discounts and really good member benefits for a really, really low price every year. Yeah, what you'd spend on like three lattes, you guys. So check it out. It's amac.us/chicks.
amac.us/chicks. Check them out today. Good morning to everybody.
Hello, everybody. Hello. Good morning. Greetings. Salutations. Hello. Hello.
We are going to get to the big story of Hunter Biden and his new video just a second. First, Chamonix, it is happening to me right in front of my face. So, if you haven't heard of Chamonix, Chamonix is the parent company of GenuCell, which is a line of Chamonix that includes the plant stem cell technology that is the reason that we look so glowy right now.
We're so dewy. We're so dewy, Ma. Dewy.
And you guys, if you use code... Actually, you don't even need to use the code. If you just go to lovegenucell.com/chicks, 50% off of any of their packages. And they have really nice packages. They got a spa package, if you like that. They've got their most popular products package, if you like that. They have all these put together packages with all of their amazing products already picked for you in them. And it's 50% or more off of those packages. They got the eye cream, they got the wrinkle cream, they got the scrubby scrubs.
You guys do it. Well, get it. It's amazing. It's a game changer. Like, ladies, it is a game changer. And they have men's stuff too. Like I told my husband yesterday, I'm looking through the brochure because I got like my little package yesterday in the mail. I'm looking at the brochure. I go, honey, they have men's stuff too. And he's like, I'm too old. It's like I'm too far gone. I'm like, no, honey, no, you're not. Let's get you some men's stuff. So do it.
Did you say it's not your fault?
It's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's not your fault, Matt Damon.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, try it. lovegenucell.com/chicks. You will not regret it. It's amazing stuff. You will love it. Promise. Okay, so, Hunter, did you guys see the stuff that is going on with Hunter now?
Are you
going
to show us? Are you going to you're going to show me another video of some woman putting her feet on his junk. You're going to show me another video and it's going to scar me for life. I can't take it. I can't take another video like that, Mock. I wake up screaming in the night. I wake up screaming. My husband's like, why are you screaming? And I'm like, Hunter. And some woman with her feet on his junk. I can't.
It does include photos like this. Now it's blurred out. It's blurred out. This is totally blurred out. But
Hide your kids.
It's censored. This is on the Daily Mail. I promise I wouldn't show you nudity.
Okay. I mean, that was kind of nudity, but I feel she does. She really doesn't promise, you guys. Always hide your kids and hide your wives when you watch this. Always. Because Mock. Spoiler alert.
So you guys, this is pretty, like, no one is talking about this in the mainstream media because of course not. Right? But this is like as bad as it can be because this was just 2 years ago. This is a videotape that was captured in 2019 in a skeezy Las Vegas hotel room with a prostitute, okay? And so Hunter Biden, he is so disgusting, first of all. But second of all, he apparently has a need to film every sexual encounter he ever has ever.
Right.
So his laptop is always on.
That was his blow art, right? Wasn't that part of his blow art?
I don't think that's what that's about.
No, it wasn't.
Okay. Separate thing. Right. But so in this video, after they get done having the relations of an intimate nature, mm-hmm. he proceeds to tell this prostitute all about how Russian drug dealers stole one of his laptops. Okay, this is just 2 years ago, and apparently the Russians still have the laptop. And so he's telling this hooker all about how he believes it happened, and it was like when he was super overdosing on drugs and like people thought he was going to die. And so some of the things that he says to this hooker, some of the quotes are just, I mean, they crack me up. So he goes, they have videos of me doing this. They have videos of me doing crazy effing sex, effing, you know. And the hooker says, how long ago did that happen? And he says, summer. And he goes, so it would have, she says, so it would have been out already. And he goes, no, because my dad is running for president. I talk about it all the time. If they do, he also knows I make like a gazillion dollars. And so she says, oh, so they would try to blackmail you? And he said, yeah. And so there's a video.
Okay, so wait. So he said that he's missing this laptop and the Russians have it. So right. That was before we found it. So it's not like he has like a ton of these laptops like floating around. That
there's
was the,
three, apparently. There's the one that we know about, like that the FBI has.
And I was then, just going to ask, like how many laptops are there? Holy crap.
Well, and I thought that, I think Sean Hannity was saying that the FBI now has at least two of them, maybe, or maybe all of them, but there were three computers, each of which is suspected to have sensitive information about the president. And then, of course, all these embarrassing videos and photos and communications, because he's such a complete exhibitionist loser, weirdo. Yeah.
Okay, and so where are the talk show hosts now? Because, you know, like we were talking yesterday about, you know, all the Johns and all the people that are, you know, talking at night about, you know, they're giving Brian Stelter shit about, you know, all the stuff that he did with Governor Cuomo, you know, and they're after the fact, they're doing that. Now that Governor Cuomo is stepping down, they're giving him, you know, they're giving people crap, giving Brian Stelters of the world crap for not actually being journalists. Okay. So why aren't they giving the journalists crap now for not reporting this stuff? This is what they should be doing right now. These people aren't doing it. So, you know, when this stuff finally hits the fan, I don't know, in like 5 years, maybe when a Republican is president and then Hunter Biden finally like is held accountable, maybe, I don't know. I'm just like surmising. We're talking about this on our show, you know, and they're finally saying, oh my God, it's good that you're finally talking about this now, or it's good that you're doing your job. And we're giving them kudos and patting them on the back. I'm not going to do that because these people need to be talking about this right now. They need to be doing their jobs today. They need to be doing it a year ago. They need to have done it during the election. So this guy didn't get elected. You know what I mean? This is what's
well, so and it's amazing to watch some of the excuses from the left about why this isn't a bigger deal, because they're saying stuff like, what? It's not like Hunter Biden is in any elected position. And oh I'm like, God. Do you guys remember how much you went after Don Jr. for like having a meeting with some Russian chick that he didn't even know what was going to be about?
Or just
guy has like actually released sensitive information directly to the Russians. And nobody's talking about it.
Or just every day in general, right? Or just every day they went after him every single day. The whole family they went after every single day. I mean, it was just relentless. They give him such a break, such a double standard. It's just gross. Not only that, but the people that he's selling his art to, it's like, you know that
there's such a scam.
It is such a scam. And they don't report that either. They totally give him cover. This guy is such a sleazy, disgusting He's so gross.
And there's but you know what? Too many pictures and just I've seen way too much of that guy.
But you know what? He is such a perfect representation of the Democrat Party. I mean, everything about him, and what he does, who he is, what he stands for, how they cover up for him, everything. He is like the microcosm. Hunter Biden is the microcosm for the Democrat Party. Everything about him. I mean, he's
and
like the
I love
poster child.
When I saw the article and the headline, I retweeted it and I was like, just a reminder, this is the smartest man Joe Biden knows. So, because that was his quote about Hunter. I mean, mm-hmm. he's just such a slime ball.
He is.
He's slimy. A danger. He's a literal danger to our national security. And nobody right. seems to care. I don't understand it. But mm-mm. that seems like kind of a big deal.
Right.
Did you know that Governor Cuomo is going to receive a $50,000 annual pension for the rest of his days?
I believe it, because government, this is what we do. This is what we do. And he's also getting like a couple million for a book, for his book, isn't he? He's like, I saw he's getting what, 2 million for that book?
More?
Yeah, I thought it was like, yeah, something, he's getting 2, I don't know if it's more, but he got 2 million, like he's, because they're like, he's going to be, what is he going to do once he gets out of office? And I read somewhere that he's getting like 2 million for that book. So I don't know if it's, that's was waiting for him, or if he has that in a bank account or whatever, but he made for that ridiculous leadership book, he made millions of dollars. For that wow. book on leadership during COVID, where, you know, he was responsible for the deaths of elderly people. He made all that money. He did that.
Actually read that? Did people read that book?
I don't know. Idiots wow. read it. Yeah. But the fact that book company, an actual publishing company, would have given him an advance for that. Shame on them. You know? Yeah. Ugh, so gross. It's just, again, it's gross. Democrat Party, y'all. Gross.
My kids start school today, and I've been waiting and waiting and waiting for the inevitable email from the school saying, okay, we've changed our mind about masks. You're going to have to, everybody's going to have to start wearing them. So last night, okay, the day before school, we get an email with the subject headline that says, like, mask guidance for school or whatever. And I was like, here it is. Here we go. But amazingly, they are saying they are still strongly encouraged for vaccinated and unvaccinated kids and students and staff. So I'm blown away that they didn't make it a mandate. But so far, so good. Now, I expect that'll probably change by tomorrow.
Right.
They'll right. have like one day in school, and then, you know, people will freak out, and there'll be the parents that are like, you're killing my kids by not masking them.
Yeah.
And people will have, there will be an uproar, and Sean Penn will come out and say that it needs to be mandatory, because that's what you he's doing right now.
I saw something last night that I thought was very interesting. You know, I usually don't watch Hannity, but I just turned it on for like a split second, because usually my family, we don't watch at that time. We definitely do not watch politics, but I just turned it on for like a split second. And he asked a question. It's like, I was almost supposed to turn it on right at that second. He asked a question that I thought was really poignant. And I was like, wow, it's true. Why hasn't Fauci said anything? Because he's running his freaking mouth all the time. That Fauci is just this stuff coming out of his pie hole constantly and always telling us how to live our lives. Right. But not once has that man mentioned the border. I'd like to hear like what he has to say about the southern border. Why doesn't he talk about the border? Why doesn't he talk about the health crisis that's happening on the southern border? He has nothing to say about it. Like, he's not giving any mandates on the southern border and closing it and talking about how there are people coming across the border that have COVID.
Like, have you seen the recent pictures of like the overcrowding, like people just jammed body against body in those holding mm-hmm. cells or whatever?
Right. Where are his, why isn't his pie hole running about that? Like, I don't, like, seriously, he hasn't said one thing. So why aren't people holding him? Oh, that's right. Because we don't have actual journalists in this country mm-hmm. that will ask the questions, you know, the hard questions, and put him on trial for that. Because he's not talking about it. These people aren't talking about it. He is the one that's responsible for this. So why isn't he addressing that? Which is, to me, right now, the biggest fucking problem that we have. That's the reason.
Well, I guess you haven't heard that he is very, very busy right now talking to influencers on TikTok. So
influencer.
He can't be bothered right now with border issues.
I know. So. The ones with the white fingernails, really long. Yes. The Kardashian fingernail.
So ridiculous. God, you guys. Last day, I think, of Mike Lindell's cyber symposium on frankspeech.com. So if you want to tune in for that, you should, because they are offering huge discounts on all their products if you use code
CHICKS.
I also have an email from Stacey Howell, who says, "Dearest chicks, they're here. They're here. My beautiful new mocks have finally arrived. I bought moccasins, a new bath mat, and Mike Lindell's book. Using code CHICKS, I purchased all of these and paid less than $100. My box just arrived, and let me say, y'all weren't kidding. So luscious. I have them on now and will enjoy them while I read Mike's book. I've been listening for a few months now and just love you too. I've also joined the Insiders group and even attended last week's Zoom call. Everyone in this community has been so warm and welcoming. I feel like I have found my people. Thank you for bringing all these great new blessings into my life. Much love to you, awesome chicks." That is from Stacy Howell. She's got herself some new mocks, and you can too. Just use code CHICKS, mypillow.com, frankspeech.com, wherever.
Chicks. You know, when I was in my local post office yesterday, and I had a big flyer about the symposium right up the wall in my little post office. So, you know, word's getting out. Check it out. Look at that.
Mm-hmm. Chet Hanks. Have you seen all this stuff about Chet Hanks?
I have not. Chet Hanks he's the one that did drugs, right? He's like the one that, isn't he the one that was on, he had a drug problem. He's Tom Hanks's son. Yes. He had a drug problem. He's all tatted up. He kind of got clean for a little while, then he fell back into it.
He is interesting. He seems troubled. Mm-hmm. You know?
That's a good word. That's a very good word to use, is troubled. Yes. He's the troubled son. Right.
And he puts out a lot of videos, and I guess he's got a pretty big following. And so the other day, like, he put out a video saying, "Okay, you guys, listen, I haven't said anything about this, but now it's time. And I feel like I have this responsibility with my platform to tell everybody to get the jab." And then all of a sudden, like, he was like, "Psych." And then he immediately went into this tirade about how people who get the vax are crazy, and it's all, you know, he's a super anti-vaxxer about this particular vaccination. And he has got to be completely freaking his parents out, because I don't get from Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson that they are like-minded with him politically. Yeah,
on anything. I don't think that they're like-minded with him on like a single thing. Yeah, so
yikes.
Yikes is right. I mean, I've seen in the past where they've made amends, and then they've loved each other, and they've tried to be like this one big happy family. I've seen articles about that, but then, yeah, he's sort of he's the black sheep of the family for sure.
Is he their only kid?
No, I think they have. Well, oh, just between he and Rita. I don't even know. Somebody has to tell us that. Well, I know they had. There is another kid that is so much like Tom. He looks like Tom. He acts.
That's right. Colin?
Yes, Colin.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's right.
But I don't know if that's Rita's son. I don't know. You can't tell because it's such a. They have a blended family. I think.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
But they've been married forever. So, like, if he had kids before, or she had kids before, that was a long ass time ago.
They haven't married a long time, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, you guys probably saw that the CDC made a little boo-boo when it came to reporting Florida's numbers.
Tiny bit. I mean, they doubled the number. That's no big deal.
You can trust them, you guys.
Yeah, totally.
Trust what the CDC mm-hmm. tells you. Everything's fine.
Yeah. That's who they are. They're just winging it. And everybody's like, not everybody, but a lot of people on the left are like, "Oh yeah, the CDC knows best. I'm going to totally listen to them." Meanwhile, they're fudging numbers in Florida. Like, what is going on? What is happening? Why are they doing this?
Well, why isn't anybody like talking more about the fact that the CDC and the World Health Organization are not in alignment about so many things? But we're still not allowed to have conversations. Like, Rand Paul is going to get blocked from saying his opinion on YouTube. And yet WHO and CDC don't even agree on something as basic as masking kids. So, like, the WHO says, "Oh, you definitely shouldn't put masks on kids unless they're 5 and older. And then only then, if you know that they're using them correctly," which of course they're not. Right. And the CDC is like, mask up at age 2. I mean, even on something that basic, they're not in alignment. And yet we're supposed to just take everything they say and make sense of it for ourselves and then mm-hmm. get censored for saying
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly. What? And now they're like, they're wrong on numbers, like very wrong, very mm-hmm. wrong on numbers. I mean, Florida is like, hello, you really effed this up. And then right. there's no accountability. They're just like, well, we're the CDC. We can do whatever the hell we want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
This is exactly what it is.
Do they get banned for misinformation? And if not, why not?
Yeah. Because that's a hell of a lot of misinformation when you double the numbers like that. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's a big F up, you know?
I mean, that's kind of a big, yeah.
Kind of big one. Yeah. Nobody holds them accountable. It's supposed to be us because they're our employees. Technically, mm-hmm. we pay all those people. This is what people forget. They are our employees. All of these people that people are so blindly shaking their heads to and going, oh, yes, sir, may I have another? They're all our employees, you guys. We pay all them. Fauci is our employee.
The highest paid one, even.
Highest paid one. He makes a lot more than I do or I'll ever make. He's the highest paid. He gets more money than the president of the United States.
Oh, probably double, more than double even.
Right. What does he make, like $500,000 a year?
Yeah, pretty close. Also, there is this issue, you know, because you keep hearing about Texas hospitals being overrun, Florida hospitals being overrun.
And yet
I keep seeing all of these posts and stuff from people saying that the reason that they're being overrun is not because of caseload or beds. It's because of staff. They keep firing people that aren't getting vaccinated. So they don't have the staff to treat them. They're also not talking about RSV, which is really spreading through Florida bad. And RSV is way more dangerous than COVID is, especially for kids.
Yeah.
So it's like they hide the information that's kind of important and critical so that they can keep the fear of the Delta variant like on high. You know what I mean? It's so disingenuous.
I know. And I saw Fauci last night yapping, running his pie hole. And it's unbelievable how he is stoking fear. Like he's just like, this is the worst I've ever seen it. And what is that? Like it is the fear porn. Like it's like he just wants to scare people. What is the end for him? Like, what is it? Like, what's the ultimate goal for him? What is he trying to achieve? You know, like, that's what I keep thinking in my mind.
I guess he's just like on a massive power trip, right? I mean, the other day he was in a video where he accidentally said the quiet part out loud, right? Like where he said, I mean, listen, I know people are all concerned about their freedom and their like independence, but you know, they can't have that during a pandemic.
Listen to me. Do what I say. Yeah, do exactly what I say because I'm in charge. I tell you what to do. And I'm not comfortable since I've been doing this for almost 2 years. I'm not comfortable with you stopping doing what I tell you to do. You mm-hmm. know? And it's like, God, it's so creepy at this point. It's just freaking creepy.
And when you look at death rates of kids and you start to really break down the stats of how many kids are actually at risk of dying of COVID, of any form, of any variant of COVID, they have a better chance of drowning than they do of, you know, having a rough go of COVID. They have a better chance of dying in a car accident on their way to school than they do of dying of COVID. And yet, we're on the road. We're not like banning cars. We're not doing we're acting like normal people that know that there are risks with just living that we have to deal with. And this is always going to be one of those risks, just like the flu. I don't know why we're acting like this is some plague that's just having people drop like flies everywhere it touches. The overwhelming majority of people who get infected with COVID are going to be absolutely fine. Overwhelming majority.
Right.
So I don't know what we're doing.
And this is the thing. And it's like I say all the time, it's kind of like it doesn't go away. It's a virus, right? It's a seasonal thing. So if we don't handle this well now, this time, if we don't get a grip on this, this is going to happen in perpetuity. Like, we're going to hand over our power to these people. And they will never give it back. We're going to, this is why I listen like to people like Rand Paul, where he's like, you got to like control of this, people that are Americans that understand freedom and liberty. And if you got to say to these people, up yours, you know, if you don't, then they will have control forever. Mm-hmm. That is just, that's the way that it is. Are you willing to do that? Or are you just going to roll over and go, okay, I'm going to let Fauci run my life. I'm not willing to allow that to happen. At least I'm going to say, I'm going to try to say no. I mean, it's like, cause I understand what this country or how this country was founded, and it ain't the way it's going right now. So, that's, you know, right. Thank you.
I have talks that are really good. There's a few of them that are super short, but like so funny. I think you're going to love this one lady about vodka. okay, watch. Wait, let me make sure my sound is up because I just love her. She's my new favorite. Here we go.
Yes, I like 3 shots of Grey Goose. Or is it Grey Geese? I don't know. Just give me a flock of vodka.
A flock of vodka. Okay, I have another short one. You're going to love this one too.
I was all about the LGBTQ community until I found out that it didn't mean let's get Biden to quit. I was all...
Oh my God.
Let's get Biden to quit, y'all.
Let's get Biden to quit. Yeah, let's get it. So great.
All right, I have another. This one's a little bit longer, but this is a really good point about New York and ID.
New York requires an ID to get vaccinated on the basis of needing to prove your age. You have to be over the age of 12 to get vaccinated. You need to have some form of identification. But what about the people who live in rural areas, guys? What about the people who don't have access to a photocopier and cannot prove their age? Does that mean that they don't get to get vaccinated? This is vaccine suppression, you guys. They are suppressing people's ability to get vaccinated.
Do you see how fucking stupid you sound now?
New York requires...
Now do you get it? Now do you get it, people?
Yeah,
this is how dumb y'all sound.
It's true. God, that's so great. I love it. And yes, they sound stupid. All the time. Okay, you guys. I love everybody here, but I'm so tired this week. And I'm so excited to sleep in this weekend. Tomorrow's Friday, right? Tomorrow's Friday.
It is indeed Friday.
I can't wait to sleep in this weekend. Oh my God. Everybody, bring it in. Bring it in, everybody. Bring it in. Everybody, bring it in. Bring it in. You guys have the best Thursday of your lives. For real.
Seriously. Make it the very best Thursday you've ever had.
Make it count, everybody. See you tomorrow.
Cuomo is on his way out and Newsom might be next. Hi, I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the 3 Martini Lunch podcast. We'll bring you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day for conservatives and some much-needed laughs, too. Subscribe to the 3 Martini Lunch at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.